שלום לכולם.
Hello everyone. Today the 10s on duty are the 10 from Emma Mushavot from Japan, from Chile, Antofagasta, Valparaiso, and Santiago. 10 from Ukraine, from Kropnevitsky, Canada, Toronto, and 10 number 9, Petach Tikva, which supports all these 10s. Excerpt from Baal HaSulam, letter 16. Have already said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that prior to making a mitzvah, one must not consider private providence at all. On the contrary, one should say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? But after the fact, a person must reconsider and believe that it was not by my power and the might of my hand that I made the mitzvah, but only by the power of the Creator who contemplated so about me in advance. And so I had to do. Likewise, the order in Mili de Alma, because spirituality and corporality are connected. Therefore, before a person goes out to the market to believe his daily bread, he has to remove his thoughts from private providence and say, if I'm not for me, who is for me? To make all innovations that the corporals do to make his living like they do. But if the evening, when he comes to his home with his reward, he shouldn't think that he made this profit by his own might. Rather, even if he was placed in a cellar all day long, he would have gotten his reward, because this is what the Creator contemplated for him, and so it has to be. A workshop question. How can we start a preparation to the lesson with I am not for me, who is for me, and enter the lesson with there is none else besides him? Again, how can we start a preparation to the lesson with if I am not for me, who is for me, and enter the lesson with there is none else besides him?
As Niv said yesterday, that to put a reminder every 15 minutes to think of the friends. So I did it for about an hour, every half hour. And yesterday I did it every 15 minutes, and it's great. It's like a treasure to go into such a... just to think of the friends all the time and the scrutiny it brings. It's something exceptional. It's exactly how to start with, if not else for me, who is for me? And then you understand it's none else besides him, that he prepared this process and the states you go through. It's like the preparation to the lesson passage we had in Love of Friends, that you have to focus on it, that love of friends is that you all love the friends, not that they all love you. So the love that each one of us has to give the friends, that's our ability to truly reach none else besides them. Yesterday, I taught letter number 40, and it says there that when a person comes out of himself, when does he do it? When he feels love of friends, and then the friends have to love him. He really has to feel it, and then instinctively he comes out of himself. So that is, if not for me, who else for me, to help every friend come out of himself, to do an action for the others. And that's to truly help each and every friend. And the success is none else besides them. I don't remember which letter it's written in, but also about that same love. I remember it says that if he invests in the friends and performs actions towards them, so he finds out that they love him. And then he's excused by thinking of himself. That if he wants to feel love of friends, he has to invest in them, and then he can feel the love. And about the question, it's the same, if not else for me, who is for me? It's the same actions and deeds that we do throughout the day till that same moment where we come to the lesson. And we come with all the actions we did. From that moment, the light works on us. We are under Rav and the Kabbalists, and that same none else besides him. Yeah, if we adhere to everything we hear from Rav and the books and do it, so that's what I can do on my behalf. And if we do it together and take the tenth consideration, which is the most important, so none else besides him should reveal. Think and know that everything depends on him, and only from that awareness and the efforts to subjugate and annul completely, suddenly there's a cry out to the upper force. But the efforts to connect, it's not an effort for anything else. The fact we're here now is none else besides him. That we have these thoughts, it's none else besides him. Now, after he programs us, we have to make efforts in praying for the friends. That's the none, if not for me, who is for me? And as much as we'll succeed, we'll gain. So let's make efforts in praying for the friends. Ask to see their greatness, to love them, to ask for them to get closer to the Creator and to each other. That's the if not for me, who is for me? Yeah, that's right now. Now is our action. To reach the center of the group, it all depends on me. And if we truly make this action together, if not for me, who is for me, and hold on to none else besides him, we can start working in the lesson correctly. Everything's none else besides him, and it's something we have to discover, and that we discover with our exertion and love of friends and connection. We can discover none else besides him, and if not for me, who is for me? Our whole work is, if not for me, who is for me? And the result is and you seeing the ten connected, you live for it and discover that there's none else besides him. Yeah, by putting the center of the vessel as the center of your life, and through it you see all of reality, it's an effort you do from yourself in order to disappear in that force. And then you discover that one force that is in control of everything and also controlled you. Maybe we're only left with giving gratitude for this opportunity to be in such scrutinies. And I don't know if this gratitude is none else besides him, or if not for me, who is for me? But if we thank together, there's going to be one more step ahead. I saw Rui on the screens before that filled me with excitement as preparation for that part of Brazil and Rav's journey. And suddenly I understood that all of us, the whole world Kli, were making these personal efforts to reach the mutual none else besides. And doesn't matter where, who, when I listen to the lesson, everybody now has an opportunity to open his heart, to make efforts, to exert himself personally in order to help the group reach none else besides him. Hello, friends. We are reminding everybody that cell phones are prohibited during the lesson, except for people with roles that got an approval. Whoever's phone rings must leave the study hall till the end of the lesson. If you ask a question, take the microphone, stand up, and speak loud and clear. We are going to read the study materials from the Congress in America, from lessons 6 to 10 that are going to take place in Brazil. I'm thinking maybe we'll go through part of the lesson, because like yesterday it was just running. Did it leave any impression? Great. Okay. So the intensity itself was okay. Okay.